Today, U.S. bombs and missiles pounded Baghdad for the fifth day in a row. Iraqi officials say many civilians have been killed and wounded in the attacks. NPR's Anne Garrels is in Baghdad, and she managed to elude her government minders for a while today while she spent some time with an Iraqi family. They did not want their voices to be recorded.
"I don't know how much more I can take of this," the woman says as she and her family huddle in one room on the ground floor of their middle-class house. The neighborhood is next to an Iraqi military base. Four cruise missiles have slammed into the installation. With each blast, the woman says the combination of dust, vibration, and noise made her lose her bearings. She found herself weeping uncontrollably in its wake. The windows upstairs are broken. The family's covered the furniture with sheets to protect it from falling plaster and shards. Mattresses have been moved down to an interior room on the ground floor. She coughs. The smoke from the fires Iraq has set around Baghdad is giving her problems. She asks her friend to go get some wet towels so she can put them over her face. The friend has come to stay with the family because her house is in the center of town in an even more dangerous place near a presidential palace. Suddenly, there's a loud noise. Instinctively, the friend jumps back from the kitchen window across the room. It's just the clang of the front gate. The phone rings constantly as relatives check in to make sure everyone's all right. A 19-year-old girl who's staying in the house looks numb. She says she wants a future, but isn't sure she'll live to have one. As bad as it is, the family says it's still better than the 1991 Gulf War when the electricity, water, and phone lines were cut. But they say the intact infrastructure also emboldens Iraqi fighters, and the family is surprised by the resistance of Iraqi troops to the south of the capital. They didn't think this war would last more than a few days. Now it's day 5, and they have no idea what to expect. That adds to the psychological toll. Asked if the armed militias and Ba'ath Party members outside on the street will fight, they just shrugged their shoulders. They heard Saddam Hussein's speech in which he said the Americans were lost in the desert. They get the feeling many Iraqis think the U.S. might be weaker than they anticipated. They don't know what to expect in the coming days in Baghdad. The family goes out sporadically to stock up on fresh food. A few shops are open. There's even a barber who's lifted his shutters. In a surprising semblance of normalcy, garbage trucks pass by to pick up the trash. But it's far from normal. The woman's son is not allowed out of the house. He's 22. The family paid a bribe to keep him out of the military, but his mother fears he could be press-ganged into one of the militias patrolling Baghdad. While this family blames Saddam Hussein for many of their problems and says Iraq does need a change, they resent what they see as American arrogance. What gives them the right to change things that are not theirs to change, the woman asks. This is a constant refrain. She and her friend express pride in Iraq and its history. They're caught in the middle, and caught in the middle of a war they do not fully understand. Anne Garrels, NPR News, Baghdad.